Welcome back to another episode of My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock, and we're all familiar with the big names in horror. Freddy, Jason, Deacon Frost, but who we're not familiar with are the ones just outside the terror, the ones who didn't get to tell their tales. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the show before, but when you listen to this, you are listening to the Allen Park High School prom king of the year that I graduated. And I know you're sitting there, you're thinking, Adam, that must have given you access to all the cool parties in your school and all the big celebrities of your high school, the football players, the jocks, the nerds, the math geeks, the auto shop kids. Everybody wanted to probably hang out with you. You're wrong. Doesn't get you shit. But I always wanted to go to those cool things. I always wanted to go to a cool party. You know, I've never been to a rave or to a party out in a field, you know, and they sound great. Not only because of the party atmosphere and seeing all your friends and, you know, just having a good time, but also what goes into it. I never really appreciated those things. Until this week, I got to travel to a random warehouse and talk to a guy who makes those party dreams come true. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode of My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock, coming to you this week from, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you where I'm broadcasting from.
It's a secret location. It's a secret location, but, you know, I'll be able to let you know as soon as the guests arrive, I guess.
Well, speaking of guests, that's my guest this week. I'm talking to Terry Bateman. And Terry, secret location, because this place, they have raves. Am I giving away too much by saying that?
Well, you know what? The kids, they like to have the raves here. They like to throw parties. It's also a meatpacking plant. Some of this stuff hanging, you can see some of the meat right there. There's a cow. There's a pig. We got some lamb there. And that one right there kind of looks like a human, but we'll turn a blind eye, right?
Well, Terry, you're an installer for these raves. You were explaining to me earlier, you install sprinkler systems in these warehouses.
Not just warehouses. I do lawn care. I do a lot of schools. I did the prison up north. And every sprinkler system in this city, I've taken care of it. Bateman Pipes, that's what they call my company. And my three sons helped me out. We've done, we did this mm-hmm. whole warehouse right here. And I'll tell you, we also run a good amount of the property, but the sprinkler systems, if you look up right there, you can see mm-hmm. all of our soldering, everything. All these pipes good. They're good for water. They're good for a lot of plumbing systems. But, you know, and blood mostly goes through these things. I do find a lot of my customers, they do these parties and they like to shoot blood out of here.
Well, this feels like a very don't ask, don't tell kind of business. What got you into not only sprinkler systems and piping, but specifically sprinklers and piping for raves?
Well, are you kidding me? These kids, they throw these parties everywhere, all over the city. I mean, I don't know mm-hmm. what they are. You could say they're some sort of gang. You could say, I kind of look at them as like a Burning Man situation, you know, a Burning sure. Man. They don't hurt anybody. They just set up shop in the middle of the desert, burn some stuff and dance around for a bit. Who knows what else they do? I'm not going to ask any questions because they pay cash. They all pay cash, which is really good. But with these kids, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I showed up at one of the parties because I wanted to just see what this was all about. And they said, you know what, mm-hmm. we got a clog in the system. We're trying to pump out a good amount of vats of whatever it is they got going. I think it's pig's blood. I'm not going to lie. I think it's pig's blood. But they were trying to pump this stuff out in the middle of the party because, you know, apparently the DJ has it all set up where he cues it up where at the climax of the song Desert Storm. It all comes out and it all start pouring on them as soon as that like drop, the beat drops. That's what they say. But as soon as that drops, that's where all the blood comes out, spraying all over them. I didn't get hit too hard because I was taking a deuce at the time when it happened. But they they have fun. All these kids really do have fun.
You seem so well versed in the language and knowledge of the rave scene. And forgive my own ignorance, because I meet you, Terry, and I assume you're just some kind of blue collar Midwest worker who maybe wouldn't know about this stuff, but you seem so well versed in this. Are you big into the rave scene yourself?
Well, it's not so much I'm big into the rave scene. I'm actually, here's one thing. Here's one thing you need to know. Okay. All your customers, learn from them. Okay. Learn from them, talk to them, really get into their heads, because there's nothing better than understanding who you're working for. And I just, sure. I happen to ask some questions. I decided to, like I said, I went to one of their parties. I wanted to see what it was all about. And it turns out that a lot of them have fangs, and they are what they consider to be night people, which, you know, they they're vampires. That's what they are. They're vampires. Yeah, yeah. But I don't discriminate. I mean, I know a lot of people who are part of that vampire goth lifestyle. Hell, one of my kids, he's into it. He listens to Rob Zombie. He, you know, he paints his nails. He's wearing black lipstick. And am I going to say anything? Sure. No. I told him, hey, if you want to go to one of these parties, I'll take you. Okay, there's nothing better than being one of those parents who says, if you're gonna do this stuff, I want you to do it around me. So that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. And all these kids, all they need is, that's what they need. They just need people to really understand them and know where they're coming from. So that's what I do. And for me, I luck out, because I end up giving them an invoice at the end of the night.
You know, you're describing a style of parenting that, you know, you're trying to relate to your kids. And how do you find that works, Terry? Is that beneficial? Because I feel like, you know, there could be such a distance between you and your son, but you really seem to try, you seem to be trying to bridge that gap. How is that going?
Well, it really is some sort of, it takes a lot of work. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. It's not easy. It takes a ton of work. And like I said, you just have to sit down, talk. But as long as you stay together as a community and focus, and you talk to each other, I mean, there are bumps along the road. There are a lot of bumps along the road. You get people who don't understand you. You get people who will show up to any sort of gathering and start to stab people in the chest with beams and bullets with garlic, and it's really I'm talking about this guy Blade. Listen, okay, so this guy keeps showing up, okay, to tons of my properties, and and actually brutally destroying, turning my clients into ashes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm losing on checks here monthly, because this guy just keeps coming in, and I don't know where he gets all of his martial arts training. He's kicking butt all over the place. But yeah, my son was telling me about this guy, about how he's, you know, he's just ruining their scene. And I'm a little peeved by it, but if anything, like I said, I'm learning from it. I'm not going to be that guy who shows up trying to kill everybody. I'm going to be the dad who's there with his son, with his shirt off, getting sprayed in blood, listening to techno or whatever it is that they do. I did some cocaine with one of the head vampires, and was it cool? It was good. It was nice. I enjoyed it. I don't know if it was actual cocaine. Might have been ashes of a human skull, but either way, it was cool.
How did you feel afterwards? Because I've never done cocaine. I you know, I've certainly done my fair share of marijuana, but never cocaine. How did you feel after that? That must have been pretty exhilarating.
I'm not going to lie. I passed out for a few days. I passed out. It was a few days of me lying in a bed. I woke up. I was tied by belts to each end of the bed, to the poles, and I was screaming for help. My skin has turned a little gray. I have two holes on my neck here that won't go away, and I'm constantly craving just flesh. But other than that, everything's pretty good. It's normal day to day for me, but I do feed off the bodies of you could say only humans, but whatever.
Terry, I'm no medical doctor, but have you given any thought to the fact that maybe you yourself have become a vampire in all of this? Because
have I given a thought? Yeah, I've given a thought to it. Of course I have. What kind of question is that? Yes, I've given a thought, but really, like I said, I don't want to make things weird. Do I want to show my son that the second that things change in your life, you got to freak out? No, you adapt. You go on. That's what we have to do as people. We go on with everything that's thrown at us. Am I going to stop doing my business? Because why? Because I can't go out when it's sunny outside, or I can't go to the market when they have garlic on sale, or a blade might kick me in the goddamn jaw and ruin my entire situation. No, I can't think like that. Yeah. I just got to go living my day to day.
Yeah. I don't think violence is always the answer, you know? So I can understand the hesitancy about the blade thing. So I get that.
Yeah. But you know what? I've tried to talk to Blade. I've tried to talk to him. There's been a couple of times. Yeah. I've tried to talk to him, but he just won't listen. He's a very quiet man. He's very quiet. I've asked him very respectfully. I've said, hey, if you want, come by the shop. Okay, we'll play some poker. Do you like hookers? I've asked him. He's not into it. And I've just kind of,
don't give up on the hooker thing. I think, you know, that's something that you...
That's the vampire.
Like friend group, that's something you have to have like a couple times to ask about that.
That's the vampire in me, though. You know, the vampires love hookers. I'm telling you. There's a thing.
That's true.
Yeah. Once you do the change, vampires start to like hookers. Vampires like, for some reason, vampires like watching Columbo. And then vampires just, I mean, they love roller skating, but whatever.
Your son, you know, he hasn't made the change. Has he made the change? I don't think he has. Has he made the change? Forgive me if he has.
He's not old enough yet, okay, for all that responsibility. Because it really is, like I said, it's a lot of work. But he does come with me. He wants to turn. He wants to turn. But one day, I told him, I'm not sucking on his neck until he knows the real meaning of being a vampire. And then once that day comes, I'll be sucking on that boy's neck.
Well, I was just going to say, you seem like such a dedicated father. I mean, how you're describing being a vampire seems great, Terry. It really does. But I also would imagine it could be a long, lonely life. Have you weighed, you know, the options for your son in that regard, that it might not be all, you know, sunshine and rainbows that you won't be able to see?
Well, yeah, I mean, he did witness me tearing his mother apart to shreds. So that could have given him some sort of trauma.
Sure.
Yeah, but he forgave me. He forgave me after we went to go see Avatar 2. And, you know, we had a good afternoon of we talked through the whole movie because... You know, nothing really happens in that movie. So we had a good convo. It was good. And he said, you know what, Dad? I get it. You're a vampy. That's what he calls me. He says a vampy daddy. Mm-hmm. You're a vampy daddy, and you need to sucky sucky. And that's how cool my kid is. But you know what? Like I said, it's all about showing him that through life we got to adapt, and that's what my people are trying to do, and that's why I've cut all my prices in half for installing sprinkler systems all over the place, especially in the suburbs. I'll drive out 45 minutes outside of the city to install a nice blood sprinkling system for you.
Well, Terry, I got to tell you, it's so nice to get to talk to yet another person who just is passionate about what they do. And really, at the end of the day, it's a feather in the hat of the blue collar people, because it really is just about family. And I don't know that there's been a better example of it on the show.
Well, that means a lot, Adam. And hey, listen, my offer still stands. If you want to come over, I'll cook you a nice meal give you a nice little sucky.
Well, you know what, Terry? I'm probably going to take you up on that. It's a new year and I'm trying new things. So why not?
All right. Oh, I got to go. I got to go. There's Blades just pulled up.
Oh,
so
fuck.
I've got
to. Right. Terry Bateman, everybody. Fight. I'm going to get out of here before Blade starts kicking people in the jaw. Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock. The show is produced by myself, Nate DeFort, and Ryan Countshouse, with editing done by Nate DeFort. Our original music was composed by Jesse Case, with additional music by Dane Halverson. Our artwork was done by James Mulholland. And as always, we want to give a very special thank you to our old pal, Mark Nashon. I want to thank Rodrigo Stahl for coming by and playing Terry Bateman. If you want to know more about what Rod is up to, you can catch him on Ginny in Georgia, Kim's Convenience, and on CBS's Ghosts. And look out for his new comedy album, Fog and Lasers, coming out this year. If you like the show and you want to support us, go to www.patreon.com/myneighborsaredead, where you can find new weekly bonus content only available to our Patreon patrons. If you have yet to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, please take a second to do so now. It helps us grow and it helps new neighbors find the show. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at My Neighbors Are Dead and on Twitter at My Dead Neighbors. Stop by, give us a follow, and share your favorite episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.